Yeah, it's all building up nicely here, Chris, to the start of this crunch Super 8 encounter, where of course Donegal are looking to seal a semi-final berth in the All-Ireland Series next weekend. We're still, what, just under 2.5 hours out from the throw-in time, and already the stand here at McHale Park in Castlebar is just about full. So the supporters were on the road early today, and when we came into Castlebar, the cars were parked about 2 kilometres outside of the town at that stage, and we were coming through, it was around about 2.30 or so, about an hour ago. So the Donegal supporters, there was a lot of DL cars about, and a lot of Donegal supporters about, and getting to the ground early and trying to get the best seat and the best vantage point for this one. And as I said, the stand is just about full now at this stage, and we can't forget about the home support. They are out in their numbers as well. Condition wise, there was a slight breeze blowing across the pitch within the last 10 to 15 minutes, but it seems to have died down now, and we may experience some light drizzle of rain, we've been told, over the next couple of hours, but we're not expecting anything too heavy. As for the pitch, it looks in good condition. It looks in perfect condition for championship football at the start of August. So the stage is set for this tie, where Donegal will go through to the last four with either a draw or a victory on the road here in Castlebar this evening. Now, we do have some team news for you as per the programme, but that may change just before the throw-in time to this game. And we'll go with what we have at the moment. And three changes to either side, Donegal, and indeed to Mayo as well. The three changes in the Donegal team, in to start, Paddy McGrath, Neil McGee and Dara O'Boyle, losing their starting positions from the last day at when they drew, of course, with Kerry at Croke Park. Owen McHugh, Eamon Doherty and Keelan Ward. The three changes on the Mayo side, one of them is enforced due to injury. David Clark, the goalkeeper, he's losing out today after picking up that injury against Meath. So Robert Henley of the Breffy Club is in goals. And also coming in is Owen O'Donoghue in the full back line, and James Carr in the full forward line. And they replaced Donald Vaughan and Kevin McLaughlin. So three changes made by the Donegal manager Declan Bonner and James Horn, the Mayo manager. But we'll have to stress again, there could be changes to the 15 on both of those sides that we're looking at now, just minutes from the throw-in, which is 6 o'clock. The starting 15s then. So Sean Patton, who's having a fantastic season for Donegal in goals, his kickouts have been sublime throughout this championship campaign, and he once again is in between the posts for Donegal. Paddy McGrath, Neil McGee missed out in Croke Park the last day due to injury. Both look set to return and are named in the full-back line at 2 and 3 alongside Stephen McMenamin, who done a towering job against Kerry's David Clifford the last day out. There's a change in the half back line. Darrell Boyle of Guidor is in at centre half back, and then either side of him we've got Ryan McHugh, man of the match against Kerry, on one side wearing 5, and Orm McFadden Ferry, who will make his 4th start for Donegal in the championship. He wears number 7. Hugh McFadden and Jason McGee are named at 8 and 9. Now, we are hearing, as you do ahead of every big game, rumblings about players that are carrying injuries, and we've seen and heard, of course, what happened with the players ahead of the Kerry match. Jason McGee apparently may not start or may not feature. That is the speculation that's floating around the ground here in the early stages of the afternoon. But he is named in the middle of the park with Hugh McFadden. Kieran Thompson, Niall O'Donnell and Jamie Brennan are at 10, 11 and 12. Niall O'Donnell, of course, in at centre half forward after having the disappointment of suffering that very, very harsh black card the last time out. And then the front three, named as Patrick McBurtie, Michael Murphy and Michael Langan. There was, of course, question marks over Patrick McBurtie in the early stages of this week due to what we understand is a hamstring injury. But over the last 48 hours or so, we've been hearing rumblings that it looks like Patrick McBurtie will be okay and will be good enough to start here today. But again, we're going to have to wait until it comes to throw-in time at 6 o'clock or just before it to see if the Kilcar man is going to get the green light and the go-ahead to start. Michael Murphy's wearing 14, Michael Langan at 15, and we expect the likes of Michael Murphy to continue that fine vein of form that he's in the championship and carry it into this match here in Castlebar this evening. As we go now to the starting 15 for Mayo, Rob Henley is in goals, as we told you. Chris Sparks Barrett, Brendan Harrison and Ono Donoghue are at 2, 3 and 4. The halfback line will see Lee Keegan, Colin Boyle and Stephen Cohen. How potent will Keegan be this afternoon and how fully fit is he? Aidan O'Shea and Shimmy O'Shea, the Breffy men are at 8 and 9 in the middle of the park. We expect one of those, probably Aidan, to pick up Michael Murphy in the early stages. It will be very interesting to see the physicality and the tussles that's going to develop in the early minutes of the tie there. Fionn McDonagh, Jason Doherty and Fergal Bolan are the half forward line. And then we've got the record championship scorer in Gaelic football of all time, Killian O'Connor, will be wearing 13. He scored 119 for the championship this year. Darren Cohen and James Carr are the other two in that forward line for Mayo. So three changes made by both managers. Once again, for Donegal, in comes Paddy McGrath, Neil McGee and Darrell Boyle, replacing Owen McHugh, Eamon Doherty and Keelan Ward. And then for Mayo, it's Robert Henley, Owen O'Donoghue and James Carr, in for David Clark, Donal Vaughan and Kevin McLaughlin. Kevin McLaughlin is named in the subs on the Mayo bench. So are the other three for Donegal as well. So we are 2 hours and 20 minutes out from the throw-in time of this huge encounter, where it's a case that winner takes all. Whoever wins today will be going to the semi-finals, but a draw will be good enough for Donegal. We will have full live match coverage as from 6 in association with Gal Oil, Clarybridge and Castlefin, and we'll have the build-up after 5 as we look ahead to this big game. We'll be getting the thoughts of a number of sporting people ahead of the Super 8 quarter-final phase final fixture to see who goes to the semi-finals. We'll be back to you with more real soon on Saturday Sport, Chris.